Liz Lavender with Lynn Carroll. What's the most current news from NOFIT State's Education Department?
So yesterday, 28th, we started a module on a degree course. So we were approached earlier in the year by the Atrium, which is the University of South Wales. And there's a guy who worked previously with an aerial company in his previous university and was now head of drama there. And he asked if we would be interested in delivering a module on the performing arts, the BA performing arts. I co-wrote a degree document with him, which got verified just before the summer. And yesterday was the first day of it, and it's been really popular. So we've got currently 30 students on it.
So that's a big step change degree course.
Yeah, it's quite a big part of it as well. We've got 40 credits this year, so it's more than any of the other departments, basically. So it's kind of forming the backbone of the whole degree, and it's a really interesting degree. They get lots of different other inputs, like they do street theatre, stand-up comedy, straight theatre, dance, physical theatre, lots of different modules. So it's quite exciting. It's kind of, I think this year is just a way of both of us trying it out and, dipping our toes in the water and seeing if it's a world that we want to engage. Continuing from the work that I've been doing with the guys in Canada on physical literacy, they put us in touch with the Director of Physical Literacy for Wales, and she was interested in us teaching PE teachers circus skills. So we're starting a pilot project, and the idea is we take 16 PE teachers and we do a 6-day course, and they learn circus skills with the intention of them then teaching that in during PE lessons in school. So it's basically a way of getting circus onto the curriculum, but through a different way to the usual one we've been trying, which has been either performing arts. Well, it has been performing arts. So we're so yeah, this is a pilot. It's with existing PE teachers. If it's successful, we'll then do modules on the PE degrees in Wales. So hopefully 10 years' time, every PE teacher will be have circus skills under their belt and be able to deliver that during PE lessons in schools.
That's pretty amazing. And how many people do you think there'll be teachers on that course?
This pilot has got 16 teachers on it.
That's 30 people doing it as part of their degree and 16 teachers learning it to teach in schools.
Yeah.
Result.
Yeah.